It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold. Coming up later in the program, we'll ask you, what business or restaurant would you bring to your community?
First, we're talking about a new effort from the Milwaukee Common Council called the Milwaukee Peace Project. It's designed to get inner-city youth talking about violence prevention.
Just this morning, the Common Council held a press conference to announce the winners of the Milwaukee Peace Project. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and Police Chief Ed Flynn made remarks, and there were lots of young people at the press conference.
We have two guests with us to talk about the Milwaukee Peace Project. Michael Murphy is the president of the Milwaukee Common Council, and Kaylin Haywood II is a member of the Milwaukee Youth Council, and they're joining us from our studios in Milwaukee. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having us on.
And Kaylin, good to have you too.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, can you tell us, first of all, what exactly is the Milwaukee Peace Project?
Well, you know, we've had a very tough beginning of the new year with a lot of violence in our community and in our city. And I felt very strongly, along with my colleagues on the council, that we need to be listening to young people in our city and asking them for suggestions on how we can improve the safety of our community, looking to really engage young people, asking them to come up and define what the problem is, come up with a simple solution that they think in their minds would have an importance in our policy of affecting the safety of the summer and the remainder of the year, and what it would be the impact of those submissions and how it would play out in terms of whether council legislation or funding would be necessary to make those ideas a reality. And we received over 70 submissions, 183 individuals who participated, and today we recognize the winners, and it was just a wonderful opportunity to listen to young people and seek out their advice. Kaylin, who's joining, was on the Youth Council, and Kaylin Haywood II is someone who helped play an important role as a member of the Youth Council who was involved in the evaluation process.
And Kaylin, what do you think young people bring to the table when there are discussions like these? Why is it important to have those younger voices?
I think it's important because when you ask a young person a question, they usually have an idea for you. And a lot of the time, young people have new, fresh ideas because they haven't had the same experiences as some others have. So, especially in this project, I think it is important to ask them that question because their responses were so simple, but yeah, they had very high quality. So, therefore, they're able to tell you what happens in their community that they live in every day.
Do you think that they have a perspective that someone who's older just might not have or see?
I think it's very true, and I'll let Kaylin answer that, but the perspective that I think adults sometimes have is a top-down approach and that they have the solutions. And I think when you realize many of these young people live in environments, unfortunately, where there's a lot of violence, a lot of anger, a lot of stress, they may have a different perspective than you or I may have. In listening to them and getting their perspective and listening intently about what some of the solutions that they think can make a difference in our community, I think is a critical component going forward for our city.
Now, did the both of you, Kaylin, have a chance to read through these submissions?
Yes, actually, the City of Milwaukee Youth Council was responsible for the evaluation process.
And tell us about some of what you saw, some of the ideas of problems and solutions that came up.
One of the recurring things that you saw throughout the essays were youth involvement, youth engagement. A lot of people said we needed mentorship and programs that youth can do, and just other alternatives than rather than being at home, so getting youth involved and getting them educated.
And what do you think, Michael? What struck you about reading through some of these submissions?
Well, it's interesting. The chief of police mentioned at the press conference today that he was surprised that none of the suggestions were adding police officers. And he said it in somewhat of a joking manner because he's indicated the kids were very conscious of controlling our city budget and didn't want to add to it. But I do think what he was trying to get at is that the young people's submissions we're really looking not at a short-term fix, but at long-term solutions. So certainly, as Kaylin indicated, a lot of the young people indicated they don't really have a lot of mentors in their community, and they would love to have somebody that would help them and making better and wiser choices. So whether that involves in more of working with the Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or other suggestions in terms of providing them tools such as anger management and conflict resolution. They really want to look for longitudinal ideas that will involve just not tomorrow or the next year, but for the next 5-10 years. And I think a lot of us were really struck by how thoughtful the young people were looking into this problem and not just looking for a simple solution.
And we're talking right now with Michael Murphy, president of the Milwaukee Common Council, and Kaylin Haywood II, a member of the Milwaukee Youth Council. They're with us to talk about the Milwaukee Peace Project. And you brought up police, Michael. And I know this was something that showed up within some of these submissions. And we're in the midst here of an ongoing conversation about race in America, and in particular about police interactions with minority communities. Kaylin, did you see that come up?
Yes, indeed, it did come up. There are several submissions that said they needed more police, but the majority of them wanted to fix the problem in their own communities without the police getting involved.
Did you see a lot of anger reading through some of these? As I read through, that was one emotion that did seem to come up from time to time.
Yes, it came from time to time. It wasn't the people who were writing weren't angry, but then again, they were just trying to talk about problems that were due to anger, because anger is just a human emotion, so of course it's going to occur. So that's how we get a lot of the issues that we have. But they were trying to come up with other alternatives so therefore we can deal with that anger and do something positive with it.
One suggestion that came up that I thought was very thoughtful had to deal with the interaction of young people and the police officers themselves. And they really want to seek out and have further dialogue and engagement with police officers in a different context that they normally do. So they've suggested that police officers would meet with them in the community where they're not wearing their uniforms. Perhaps they're doing more social activities. And we do that to a certain degree already in the city, but we want to look at expanding those opportunities where young people view police officers not as somebody that they should be afraid of, but somebody that is looking out for them and looking out for their interests. And I think that's an important dialogue, not just here in the city of Milwaukee, but throughout our country.
And Michael, can you tell us anything about who won?
Well, we chose 12 groups, in which there were six from the north side and six from the south side, three high schools and three middle schools, respectively. And some of the individuals that they worked as teams, really collaboratively worked on these projects together, working with their teachers. It was an essay contest in which they had to define the problem, come up with a solution, and also define the impact. So there was a lot of really good working relationships work going on in our community.
And anything in particular about the plans, and maybe they might actually see the light of day, implementation on the ground?
We do plan on seeing legislative action, perhaps on several of them. But what I'd like to do is I'll have these all prepared as a communication file. We'll work with the young people coming in to meet with council members, with the police chief. We also had the U.S. attorney and district attorney there. We want to have an opportunity where a lot of policymakers get to hear these suggestions. And this is a first step. I hope to see this grow to a larger number of submissions next year. One of the teachers came up to me and said, you know, what was really refreshing is that the kids really took it to heart from Lincoln School. And then they went back home and discussed it with their parents or parent. And then they brought back other suggestions and other ideas. We want to change the dialogue in our city to talk about the problems we're facing, where people are talking about peaceful solutions rather than what we see all too often is people reverting to using violence to solving their problems. And if we can grow that type of dialogue over the next years, we can spread the good news. There's a lot of opportunities where kids can take an active role in making sure that policymakers really do listen to them and that we take this serious. So one initiative, you see it throughout the country where a tragic incident of someone has lost their life through violence, and then you see teddy bears and memorials being placed along the corridor where that occurred. The suggestion was, instead of doing something like that, why don't we do peace gardens, where the city will help collaborate with the individuals who may have lost a loved one to do something positive that shows growth and shows life versus something that is occurring right now, which many people are just feel it's very hurtful in the community. So those are simple ideas, but also complex in some respects.
And Kaylin, as Michael mentioned when we started, this has been a difficult year in terms of the cost of gun violence in Milwaukee. Do you see a project like this having a real impact on both cutting down on violence and helping people come together as a community?
Yes, because a lot of the entries that we receive, they wanted to get together as a community, so we can better the community through these submissions and the ideas that we were given. that is always a great thing to do. And as well as the submissions were getting in there and starting young. So if we start young, those young people get older, and therefore they are more educated, and that they will not just turn into doing things such as gun violence. So therefore, it's stopping the problem at a young age.
Well, Michael, Kaylin, thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us on the program.
That was Michael Murphy, president of the Milwaukee Common Council, and Kaylin Haywood II, a member of the Milwaukee Youth Council. They were with us to talk about the Milwaukee Peace Project. The winners of the project were just announced today.